This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the best parts of this job is that every now and then I get to pick up the phone, call people up, and ask them what's going on in their lives. Ken Lennox is a cattle rancher in Rolla, Missouri, and believe me when I tell you he is always good for a story or two. Mr. Lennox, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Yes, sir. It's good to hear from you.
First things first, how are you? Long time no talk.
We're making it through. It's been a very busy time, but we're doing well, both my wife and I, and
That's good.
Spring has sprung around here.
Well, it's good to hear. I understand you had a sale the other day?
Yes, it was fantastic. Some of the highest cattle that have ever been sold, I think.
Well, tell me, without being rude, how good is the highest cattle that's ever been sold?
Well, we've never dreamed of $2 a pound cattle.
Wow.
And they were well over $2 a pound.
How come? I mean, we've heard of rising beef prices. I guess this is it on the hoof, as it were.
Well, I think it's probably the law of supply and demand.
Yeah.
The drought has hurt the herd. Winters and all kinds of things have come together at one time, and there's not near as much beef on the market as there used to be.
Is it safe to say, do you think, that you've come back from that drought we first talked to you about a couple of years ago?
Yes, yes. The weather is cooperating. It was a late spring, very late. We were getting frosts a month ago still, but the hay crop's been good. We just finished up 150 acres of hay. We just got rid of our spring calves that we sell. So things are looking up.
What does it mean when you got you finished up 150 acres of hay? You took your hay and you baled it and you put it up for the wintertime?
Yes, yes. It's not all out of the field, but it's all mowed, raked, headed, and baled.
Wow.
So that's the main part. I was stacking it in the barn this morning. We've got a little trip planned that I'm going to go on, but I'll finish up when I get back. But we do have one other good news.
What's
that? My eldest daughter.
Yeah.
She and her husband, and they're bringing three grandchildren along, three little girls.
Yeah.
And they're coming back to the farm.
Wow, really?
So I'm going to have a partner. So that's great news for me. I can use the help.
I bet. But more importantly, you keep it in the family.
Yep. That's definitely the consideration, too.
Now, this is maybe none of my business, but why is she coming back? She just missed life on the farm?
Well, part of it, and the little girls, the oldest, 15, 12, and 8, I think, they all think of farm as a home, but her husband, his new job is allowed to pick his own, he can work out of his house, in other words. He doesn't have to go to an office,
yeah.
And so that was the main consideration.
That must make you feel pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it makes me feel great, and we're just proud as punch about it.
Does that happen a lot around where you are, that the kids come back, or has that mostly stopped happening?
Well, normally Angie is, she's in her 40s.
Oh,
so
now, don't say that on the radio. Come on.
Well, it's a beautiful 40.
All right,
she's a
good.
Beautiful girl.
All right.
Usually it's later, you know. They come back when they retire.
Huh.
And they want to live on the farm that they grew up on. But she didn't wait for that, so that's great.
Well, I'm happy for you, Mr. Lennox. Ken Lennox, out in Rolla, Missouri. We'll talk to you again soon, all right, sir?
Okay, thank you.